Last time I mentioned ritual impurity, consecration, and conversion as three reasons why one would go through mikveh or immersion. All three of these aspects are also the reasons why a believer is instructed to go through immersion, commonly known as baptism. Ritual impurity, a symbolic cleansing of our sinfulness. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2. Turn from your sins to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This concept of turning from your sins and turning to God in Hebrew is known as teshuvah, what many understand as repentance. I will discuss this in greater detail in a future segment. Consecration, setting us apart to be citizens of the kingdom of Adonai, the kingdom of heaven. In essence, separating us from our old life and old nature. This is the same concept when Adonai consecrated Israel at Mount Sinai in Exodus 19. Conversion or transformation. As believers in Yeshua, we have been transformed. Joel says that we have received a new nature. By being immersed, you are making the statement that I am ritually unclean, one of sinfulness, that I have either ignored Adonai or never recognized him to begin with. You are willing to submit and be obedient to the smallest of instructions in order to be transformed. Coming out of immersion, you are consecrated and transformed, separated from your past life and transformed into a new creation. Through acceptance in Messiah, we are identified as a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is united with the Messiah, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Look, what has come is fresh and new. This is what is called being born again, another Jewish concept that I will talk about the next time. For believers, there is also another immersion, not of water, but of the Spirit of Adonai. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. It's true that I am immersing you in water, so that you might turn from your sin to God. But the one coming after me is more powerful than I. I'm not worthy even to carry his sandals. And he will immerse you in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and in fire. It is when we receive this second immersion that our lives forever change. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Past episodes of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, www.shalommaine.com. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.